produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
I've walked a lonely road, borne some heavy loads. Sin had consumed my life, and every day was a fight. I had forged my path right beneath God's wrath. I lived life my way.
Bye. My name is author Tammy T. Polk, and this is Attack of the Enemy versus Not in God's Will. During this 20-minute audiobook, I am going to take you through what the difference is between these two things. When bad things happen to us, or if a door is closed in either our personal or professional life, one of the first things that we will assume as believers is that it is an attack of the enemy. We will say that it is something that the devil does not want us to have. But have you ever thought about that thing not being in God's will for your life? And when someone brings that to you, you will say, well, I don't believe that it was outside God's will because he gave me the desire for it. And because I desire it, he'll give me the desires of my heart. Not necessarily. Scripture says different. The book of James says that when we ask for things in prayer, sometimes we ask amiss, which means that we are asking and working towards something that God does not want us to have. And there are reasons for that. Think about the children of Israel. They did a lot of complaining about various things in their lives. And they always saw it as an attack when things went wrong. However, they had forgotten that what they were going after were things that God did not want them to be involved in. When he told them to stay away from certain groups of people, when he told them to not get caught up in serving their gods and participating in their rituals, he told them that for a reason. They ignored what he told them. And then when the enemy came, they made it all about the fact that the enemy came. And then in the throes of it all, they realized, you know what? We messed up. God told us not to do this, and we did it anyway. But the issue with Israel was, it was a vicious cycle that they refused to stop. Because if you read through Israel's journey, they had trouble for generations. And even when they had that one leader who did things right, they only had a couple of them who did right and were gun barrel straight. But they had others whose aim was a little bit off. There are doors that will close and situations that you get into that you cannot blame the devil for. Why? Because God gave you free will. And the thing about God is he will either tell you directly through the word, through prayer, or through another strong believer whom you know, who truly does have your best interest at heart, that this isn't an attack of the enemy. This is something that God does not want for you at all, or he does not want you to do this right now. As the saying goes, delay is not a denial. There may be something else that you need to do first before walking through that door. Now, let's take it into the realm of relationships. We will say that a problem in a relationship is the attack of the enemy. However, have you thought about the fact that you may be in a relationship that God has told you or shown you that you should not be in? And because he has told you and showed you that that is a relationship you shouldn't be in, and you ignored it, now you're having trouble. So you can't say the enemy is coming against my relationship. No, ma'am. No, sir. What is happening to you is the consequence of the choice that you made after you were clearly told or shown that that was not a relationship that you needed to be in the first place. Even if you have problems on your job or in your business, you can't always say that those problems and issues are an attack of the enemy. You could have linked up with somebody you had no business being in business with. You could have taken on a customer or client who had a bad reputation. You thought it would be different for you, but then when you started getting the same backlash, you saying, oh, this is an attack of the enemy. Nope, it's a consequence of the choice that you made when you were told or shown that this is not someone you should be serving or doing business with in the first place. Even in your home, when certain things are going wrong, you can't say that the devil is coming against your family when you have your family engaged in things and doing things that is literally shutting God out of their lives. The things that are replacing God in their lives. Then you find yourself wondering, what happened to my family? The enemy is attacking my family. No. You're dealing with the consequences of the choices that you made when you were told or shown that that was something that your family shouldn't be involved with. Now, am I saying that the enemy will never attack you in any way? I am not saying that at all. Because there will be times where you can be bullseye in the center of God's will, doing what he told you to do, when, where, how, and why, and how much he told you to do it, and things will come at you. That is an attack of the enemy. Because one thing about the enemy, he's not going to attack you while you're out there doing what you want to do. He's going to attack you when you start obeying God and doing things God's way without turning to the right hand nor to the left. That attack of the enemy is going to come when you develop that godly tunnel vision. That's when you're going to start to get sick. That's when money's going to start running out. That's when you're going to start having bad dreams. That's when sometimes you will lose your appetite or even start eating more. Gain weight, lose weight, stress, things going wrong in your family. Those are attacks of the enemy that will come at you when you are in the center of God's will, because the enemy wants to throw you off track. However, that's not the only way that you can look at an attack of the enemy. You have to ask yourself, is what I'm going through really an attack of the enemy or something that is self-inflicted? I'll give you an example. Jonah. When Jonah was in that storm and got swallowed up by the great fish, that wasn't an attack of the enemy. He had done something that was not in God's will for his life. He tried to go somewhere other than where God told him to go. So what he went through was a consequence of the choice that he made, because he did not do what he was told or shown to do. The disciples being beaten for teaching and preaching in the name of the Lord, that was an attack of the enemy. Because that what they were doing was causing people to change, and it was pricking them in their hearts so much so that they said, we've got to do something to squelch this God out of them. That is an attack of the enemy. When Satan himself was in Jesus' ear, telling him, if you will just do this, I will give you this. That was a direct attack for him to go against what was God's will for his life at that point. That was an attack of the enemy. But when Sarah told Abraham to basically go into her handmaid Hagar and get her pregnant so there will be a child in the house, the aftermath of that was not the attack of the enemy. That was the consequences of the choice that they made for not waiting for what God's will was. So again, I challenge you to ask yourself, is this really an attack of the enemy, or is it a consequence for me doing, saying, thinking something that is outside of God's will for me at this point? You can't blame the devil for everything. Now, if you determine that it is an attack of the enemy, then you've got armor to fight with. You have an army to fight with. That's when, as a son or daughter of God, you go to the throne of grace boldly and ask for that help in time of need. That is when you pull in those strong ones who know how to get a hold of God's heart on somebody else's behalf and get some strength behind you. That is when you shut yourself down and you shut yourself off so that you yourself can be in prayer and fasting if necessary, so that you can hear from God what His will is for this attack of the enemy. On the other side of that, if you look at your situation and you see that it is the consequence of the choice that you made for something that you were told or shown that was not God's will for your life, or not something that God wanted you to have, be a part of, or do, let it go. And once you let it go, ask Him to forgive you for it and to help you see what His will is. Now, that does not mean that that consequence is going to go away. You may have to sit in that consequence for a little bit in order to learn the lesson that He needs for you to learn. However, when God pulls you up out of the mud and stands you on that rock, you should be able to say with all confidence and boldness, I know how to tell when something is an attack of the enemy and when it is something that is a consequence of me going after what God does not want for me. And it can be a what? It can be a what or a who. You have to ask yourself, what is it that I am going after? What is it that I am doing, saying, thinking, or believing that has me off kilter like this? When you know the difference between an attack of the enemy and something that's not in God's will, it will cause you to move a lot differently. Yes, it may annoy people around you because you start to question and second guess things and be like, okay, which side of the spectrum is this on? And if it's something that you've already dealt with, you may be able to spare that person the anguish that you went through by telling them, you know what, brother, sister, that's not an attack of the enemy. That's something outside of God's will, or vice versa. So take the time to look at your situation and see which one it really is. God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Keep charging and know the difference.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.